During a series of quick meetings in the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insisted the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means.
Secretary Pompeo warned North Korea is trying to get around sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. The United States has asked the UN Security Council committee that monitors sanctions implementation to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang. Hamas said Saturday that it has a truce with Israel. This follows months of increasing tensions. On Saturday morning, however, an Israeli tank fired on a Hamas post in Gaza after Palestinians attempted to breach the border. There were no reports of fatalities. The announcement of that ceasefire comes a day after an Israeli soldier was shot dead and four Palestinians were killed along the volatile Gaza border. Several of Colombia's former leftist guerrillas have been sworn in as members of the legislature. They took their places Friday under the terms of a peace accord that ended a 50-year war and gave the former FARC rebels five seats in both the upper and lower chambers of commerce, or I should say of Congress. José Manuel Santos, the outgoing president who negotiated the accord, presided over the swearing-in ceremony for all new lawmakers. Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize for his negotiation efforts with FARC and resulting peace accord, but the pact has deeply divided Colombians. This is VOA News. For the past several months, intelligence and security officials in the U.S. government and private sector have cautiously marveled at the seemingly slow pace of Russian cyber attacks and influence operations using social media. Unlike in the run-up to the 2016 U.S. presidential elections, officials say so far, there's been no frenzy of hacks, phishing attacks, or use of ads and false news stories to penetrate voting systems, alter voter rolls, or influence voters ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. Meanwhile, a tumultuous week with Russia has ended with U.S. President Trump facing a revelation on a different topic involving his former personal lawyer and self-described fixer Michael Cohen. AP Sagar Magani has that story.
A person familiar with an FBI investigation into Cohen says the attorney secretly recorded then-candidate Trump talking about potentially buying the rights to a former Playboy model's account of having an affair with Trump a decade earlier, which he denies. The conversation came weeks after the National Enquirer's parent company reached a deal to pay Karen McDougal $150,000 for her story, effectively silencing her through the campaign. The source says the FBI seized the recording during a raid on Cohen's belongings. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the recording shows Trump did nothing wrong and no payment was actually made. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
17 people, including children, were killed when a tourist boat capsized and sank in a lake during a storm in the U.S. state of Missouri. And UN agencies are extremely worried about the upsurge in fighting in Yemen's Hodeidah government, and it could result in the closure of that port. This, they say and warn, could be catastrophic for millions of starving people. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 3 years of war has pushed Yemen to the brink of famine, with more than 8 million extremely hungry people totally dependent on international aid for their survival. Most of the food and other essential humanitarian aid arrives in Yemen through the port of Hodeidah. For now, the port is open, but World Food Program spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA heavy fighting around this strategic city is putting the delivery of crucial aid at risk.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. A physicians group working with Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh says medical and scientific evidence indicate the extent of the violence they suffered at the hands of Myanmar military and civilians. And please tell the world what they've done to us. Physicians for Human Rights detailed the findings of forensic medical evaluations of 22 Rohingya survivors of an August 27 assault. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
One. Let's keep it moving.